This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome Chatham Connor from the Sitka High School track and field team. Hey, thanks for coming, Chatham.
Yeah, thanks for letting me be down here.
Cool. I understand you and the team just got back from the regional meet in Juneau, correct?
Yes.
And how'd you guys do over there?
We actually did very well. The girls came out on top for the regional title, and so did the boys, and we had a lot of highlights over there. I took first in the shot and disc by a pretty large margin, beating everybody out, and we had John De La Cruz take first in three events, and Raleigh Marsh take first in four events, and our relay team's actually ranked number one in the state right now, so everything's going pretty good.
All right, Chatham, you're a senior at Sitka High School?
Yeah.
Have you performed in track and field all 4 years?
No, just the 2 years.
Last 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay. What other sports are you involved in?
Wrestling, football.
Oh, cool. So you're a shot putter and a discus thrower. Very skilled events and only doing 2 years. You have some coaches with some experience in shot putting and discus down at Sitka High School?
Yeah, we had a coach actually come in last year, and he's been working with me for 2 years now, Coach Jim Gibson. So with him helping me out, he's very good in, with all the technical stuff and throwing. So with him able to help me out with that, I'm able to do a lot better than with coaches that we have had in the past.
Yeah, myself, being around track and field when I was in high school, I noted that although the discus and the shot put were considered, you know, the strongman sports, boy, it took a lot of good footwork and technique to get the maximum throws out of you. Has that been a real challenge for you to learn those skills?
Yeah, I definitely do, and I don't do the glide or just the standing throw. I do the spin, so it's a lot of spinning, trying to keep your balance and letting the 12-pound ball release at the time that you want it to out of your hand to get maximum performance. And same with this. This is very hard to get the release down and actually spin good to actually get it out there 100-some feet. So it's been pretty challenging, but I've done pretty good this year for myself. So
good. Let's hear what your personal best are in those two events that you do.
My personal best was the first meet that we went on over to Juneau. I threw a 45 2-inch, I believe, and then I threw a 124 in disc. And this weekend, I didn't perform as well. My shot was a 42, 3 inches, and then my disc was only a 115. So.
And where do you rank with your throws going up to Anchorage for the state meet here next week?
In the state, I'm ranked third in the state for shot put and fourth for disc.
Are you confident you can maybe push your way up into the top spot on those?
Yeah, I do believe that I can go up there and, you know, do my fair share of work and push myself to be top three in those events.
Now, Chatham, I know that both the girls and the boys won the regions and Juneau, but all the team members don't get to go to state, do they?
No, it's only the top relay teams. It's the top people in state. It's only the top people that actually placed in the region, the region winners, and then there's the top, then the people out of the region that were the next top people. So they take two extra people after that, but.
So how many student-athletes are going from the boys' team in Sitka?
We are taking six.
Okay. And can you remember all the names of?
Yeah, the relay team, John, Mitchell, Raleigh, Jaron, me, and then Samson Stengel.
Okay, that's Jaron Sumawang, Mitchell Board, Raleigh. What's his last name?
John.
Raleigh John, okay. All right. How about the girls? How many student-athletes are headed up to state for that?
There is only two or three girls, I believe, that are going up. It's kind of a lower number this year.
Right. Well, we all know that we've suffered through some poor weather this season. I'm sure it's affected the track program. Tell me about if you've missed some meets or how the weather's affected you guys.
Yeah, well, the first meet over in Juneau, we woke up the first morning to go on Friday to go there and throw, and there's 2 inches of snow on the ground, and you know everything was covered, so they started shoveling off and they still had the meet, but I got to throw inside, and then the next day it snowed about 3 or 4 more inches, and I had to go out there and shovel out about 150 feet of snow just so we could throw a disc that day, and that was pretty intense. But yeah, and Yeah, and then last weekend, it was supposed to be over in Haines, and that got canceled due to three or two feet of snow, I hear, so couldn't go over there, and now, you know, we only get two meets, so it's kind of pretty fast.
Sure. So I'm curious about, you know, being a field performer when you're throwing the shot and the disc. Are you required to do other type of running events, or are you required to train in sprints or any kind of long distance as part of your regime for getting ready to throw the disc and throw the shot?
Yeah, at the beginning of the season, our coach has us run, you know, three times a week when we were doing that, and we went over to Juneau the first time. There's a big man race, they called it, and we did the 4x1, and I'm not sure what place we came in. I don't think it was that good. But yeah, that was fun, something to do.
Sure.
Got to run in spikes, had a good time, so, right. Yeah.
Was there a meet here in Sitka this year?
No, there hasn't been a meet here since I've been doing it for 2 years now. I haven't been a meet.
Is that part of that because of the facility? We really don't have a repeatable facility?
Yeah, I think that's something maybe to do with the field. You know, I think it's a little bit bigger than it's supposed to be. I think it's not 400 meters. I think it's about 410 meters. So I think it's kind of hard to have a race here. So it's a little bit bigger than average. And obviously, as you can tell down there, it's not the best stuff to work with.
Sure. Well, maybe we can get you guys a track someday and for the students to come. So when did the season start for you, Chad? And when did you start working on throwing this year?
I started back in the beginning of, I think, February. I think I was starting to throw. I think I was starting to throw 2 weeks before everybody else actually came in and stuff after I got done with wrestling. Mm-hmm. I started doing that, keep on working out to get, you know, stronger and stronger. I had a shoulder injury, so I couldn't lift as much weights as I wanted to get stronger. So that was kind of the downside. But otherwise, it was a really good year, and hopefully I'll finish it out with a good one up at state. And then after that, I go up to Kodiak for the All-Star team, the top people here in the Southeast. They're taking about three up there, so I'm going up there for that.
For in track and field?
Yeah, for track and field. They're taking an All-Star team up there. It's the first year it's ever been done.
All right, well, that sounds real cool. So you played football this year?
Yeah, we did.
And you played and you wrestled this year?
Yep.
You played track. Holy cow, where do you find time to do your studies?
You just kind of find it out. I didn't really have too many hard classes this year. It's kind of a senior slacker, I guess you could say.
But you kept your grades up so you
can
compete. Good. Because track, how many days a week do you practice track and field?
Five.
5 days a week. Good job. So is this something that you may want to carry on beyond high school, track and field, you know?
Or? Yeah, actually, hopefully. I've been emailed the coach the other day about going down to Spokane to throw, so. We'll see what happens there. I'm pretty excited, so I'm pretty confident I can get in there and throw. So,
right. When do you leave for the state meet, Chatham?
I leave Wednesday night.
Well, we wish the best of luck to you, and congratulations on all the time you put in during your whole high school career. I've watched you play football and wrestle, and like I say, we haven't had a local meet to watch you throw the shot put or the disc, but boy, we really wish the best for you up there in Anchorage.
Thanks.
So thanks again for coming in, and I'd like to thank Chatham Connor from the Sitka High School track and field team, who are 3A champions, both girls and boys. The top performers are headed up to the state meet next week. We thank them. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.